It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Welcome back to Naomi's Table. We are now into our Bible study segment, and Connie is here. Connie Stanfill, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you. And today we're going to be in chapter 2 once again, and this is day 2, and we're talking about the proud versus the righteous. What are we going to learn about today?
Oh, it's good. This is something that throughout the Bible is a consistent theme. God opposes the proud. God, actually, the proud are an abomination to the Lord. That's what it says in Proverbs. And so when you think about it, really the original sin of pride and rebellion of Adam and Eve, that has to do with saying to God, I know better than you do, and I'm going to rely on myself and do things my way. And so we're going to read in this context of Habakkuk about how the Babylonians or the Chaldeans were proud, especially their leader, Nebuchadnezzar. Most of us have probably heard of him, and he was an incredible military general and then a very proud ruler. And, you know, if you read Daniel, you find God actually had a way of humbling him. But it's a good lesson in pride. And then really the opposite of that is how someone who would depend upon the Lord, they're righteous. So I'm going to read then from Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, because again, this is the character of the Babylonians or the Chaldeans, and specifically their ruler, Nebuchadnezzar. So chapter 2, verse 4 says, "Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him, but the righteous shall live by his faith. Moreover, wine is a traitor and an arrogant man who is never at rest. His greed is wide as Sheol. Like death, he never has enough. He gathers for himself all nations and collects as his own all peoples." So we're going to go back and take it in a little bit word by word and kind of digest what that means. But first part of verse 4, "Behold, his soul is puffed up, it is not upright within him." And it's really the idea of being puffed and swollen with pride, kind of like a bloated toad or anything else that's ugly and you know, full of pride, and just swollen with evil desires, and from those evil desires come evil actions. And so really that has to do with anyone who is proud, who trusts in himself, who does things the way he wants to do them, and does not care what God thinks and what God says. And ultimately, we have to understand God made us. We're accountable to him. He's right. And so it's just actually the pinnacle of pride to say, I know better. And really, when you think about it, it actually has to do with being foolish, because if you ignore the reality of who God is, you're being a fool. So there's a couple of verses in the study that I just want to point out to people, and it really goes along with this. In Proverbs, we remember there's a lot of verses about pride, and pride goes before a fall. But one I'd like to read to you is Proverbs 16, and this is verses 5 to 6. It says, "Everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured, he will not go unpunished." This is going to be consistent with what we find in the rest of Habakkuk, because the Babylonians will be punished for their sin. And then actually verse 16 of that same passage says, "By steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one turns away from evil." And so already starting to see how the righteous might live, they are the ones who know that God is the one who has made them. They are accountable to God. They bring sacrifices to God, not because they know that the sacrifices take care of their sin, but because in doing that, they're obeying God and they're saying, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please accept me. Please forgive me. It's really on your grace that they're doing that. And then I'm going to read also Proverbs 3, 33 to 34, some of the same thoughts about how God blesses those who trust him and are humble, but he opposes the proud. And so Proverbs 3, 33 to 34, "The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. Toward the scorners he is scornful, but to the humble he gives favor." And remember, if you're a scorner, it fits right there with pride, because scorners and fools and the pride are really all the same kind of person who, again, ignore God and do things the way they want to do. We find in the New Testament, that is also what God says. Twice in the New Testament, some of the writers quote that last proverb that I said. In James 4, 6, we hear, "But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." And 1 Peter 5, 5 says, "Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." And so we're getting the idea that God values humility, and really humility means knowing who God is and trusting him for what he says. As we look then at the rest of this segment that we're studying today, if we look at verse 5, it's a further description of the Babylonians, the Chaldeans, specifically Nebuchadnezzar. Remember, their leader, as their leader was, so how are the people? It says, moreover, wine is a traitor, an arrogant man who's never at rest. So we find out again that they're proud. But interestingly, from history, it's well documented that the Babylonians were seriously addicted to wine. And so their feasting was always kind of drunken orgy type things. And we're going to find later when we look at Isaiah 47, but specifically also in Daniel 5, the end, the demise of the Babylonians came during a drunken feast. They were feasting and having a party while Cyrus, the Persian, was invading and conquering Babylon, which is incredible, but that was their end. And then I'm going to read the rest of verse 5 here. It says, his greed is as wide as Sheol. Remember, Sheol is the place of the dead in the Old Testament. And so there's a proverb about how death or the grave is always greedy. Everyone goes to the grave. Same thing with the Babylonians. They were as greedy as death. And it says, like death, he never has enough. And then the rest of the verse says, he gathers for himself all nations and collects as his own all peoples. And so there was just an insatiable desire for conquest and conquering other people. And so they were never satisfied. They just kept expanding the empire and running over other people in their headlong pursuit of the things that they valued. But again, if you look at it, probably the underlying sin is pride itself.
Connie, it seems to me that as we're talking about this character of the proud, in our day and age, nothing has changed. We still have that temptation to want to do things our way and pull our own selves up by our own bootstraps. It's a problem, isn't it?
It is. And I think as we learn from God's word and we look at life honestly and ourselves honestly, we actually do become more humbled or humbled by life and circumstances and realize we are utterly dependent upon God, actually for every breath we breathe. But anything good we do is His Holy Spirit working in us to allow us to do that. And so may we all grow in humility.
Amen. And you know, the opposite, it would seem, of that pride and being puffed up is that S word that I think as women, especially growing up in the age of the 60s, that we all struggle with, and that is the submit word. Is that something that you see that women in particular have a hard time with?
Yes. One, I think just the way our culture and people have talked about it makes it look not good at all. But when you look at what the Greek word means, it actually means to arrange yourself underneath. And it's so... when you choose to do that, we're called to submit to the Lord, and that makes a lot of sense because the Lord is God. And then if we're called to submit to our husbands in a marriage relationship as unto the Lord, once we understand what God is doing in that, it becomes much easier, and we trust Him to take care of us.
Yes, we do. Oh, thank you, Connie. This was an incredible lesson, and I can't wait for ladies for you to go and download those notes today, because it asks some very pointed questions. And you'll be all over the Bible in your assignment, because Connie's listed some wonderful Bible study notes there. And we just encourage you to dig deeper. You know, don't just let this 10-minute talk about Habakkuk be it. Continue to dig deeper and have that hunger to be at the Lord's feet and for His word. Well, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back.